Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm Eddie Hite, your host. So glad you've joined me today. Hey, we are continuing our study in Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. And we're going to finish up with his letter this week. Right now, today, we're in day 40, and that's according to the devotional study guide that we've been using called Complete in Christ. And it's day 40, page 131. And in your Bible, it's Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And today, I want to talk about friendship, talk about the power of friendship. You know, we all need friends, friends that we can count on. And we find in the life of Paul some great examples of both unreliable friends who let him down, but also friends that were such an incredible blessing in his life, and what a powerful lesson there is for us today. So let's go ahead and read the scripture, Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And Paul writing, he says, Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, uses three phrases to describe this individual named Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and faithful servant in the Lord. Paul says, now he will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your heart. Now, remember, Paul is under house arrest in Rome awaiting trial. And so Tychicus is carrying out a faithful friend. He's carrying out some very important things that Paul needs to be done to communicate with his friends, not only in Colossae, but in Ephesus, because we're going to find as we look at this that it is actually Tychicus who delivers the letter of Paul to the Christians in Colossae. So this passage actually shows the very rich and intriguing relationships between Paul and his friends and co-workers. Tychicus, who is mentioned here, is the one who delivered this letter to the Colossians, and the same person is also mentioned in Ephesians 6:21, and is also the one who delivered the letter to the Ephesian church 100 miles from Colossae. Paul uses three phrases that we just mentioned to describe Tychicus and his service to him: a beloved brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant. Now, I want us to examine these characteristics because they can be very helpful as we evaluate our own lives and service to the Lord and our own friendship to the Lord and to others. Let's look first of all at this phrase, a beloved brother, with which he describes Tychicus. Beloved is from the Greek word agape, which is the most noble form of loves. It is a self-sacrificing love, much more than just a physical attraction, just liking somebody. 1 Corinthians 13:5, and written by Paul, Paul says that agape does not seek its own. It is a selfless love. Because of Tychicus's selfless service to the Lord and to Paul, the letters to Colossae, Ephesus, and Philemon were delivered to their recipients. Now, this was quite a chore because he had to travel hundreds of miles by foot, maybe took a ship, which was very rough traveling, but he was a faithful friend who is carrying out Paul's desires and putting himself at risk and exerting himself to deliver these three letters of the New Testament, Colossae, Ephesians, and Philemon. And so we are blessed today because of this faithful friend of Paul. Oh, how we need faithful friends. All of us, we need faithful friends in our lives today. Because of his selfless service, generations of believers, including us, have been immeasurably blessed by these letters of Paul, and what an important role Tychicus played in this. Now, so that's Paul's description of him as a beloved brother, a selfless individual that Paul considered him a brother in Christ. Wow, what a friend. Then he describes him as a faithful minister. Now, minister in the New Testament is not a professional clergyman, as the term has come to mean in the modern world. Minister is from the Greek word diakonos, which means servant. And this word is defined by the Greek lexicon as one who works hard on behalf of another. Paul describes Tychicus as a faithful diakonos. And you know, God has called all of us to be diakonos. When James and John came to Jesus, and they wanted the two most prominent seats in his kingdom, one on the right and on their left. They had visions of power. Jesus called them all aside, because then the others were upset with James and John because they wanted those positions of prominence and power. And Jesus said to them, you know, you're thinking like the Gentiles. You're thinking like people who don't know God. He said, in my kingdom, whoever wants to be great must become a diakonos. Wow. Must become a servant. So the Greek lexicon says that a diakonos is one who works hard on behalf of another. Paul describes Tychicus as a faithful diakonos. In other words, Tychicus is a reliable person with a servant's heart, one in whom Paul can rest and trust. Oh, wow, what a need for more Tychicuses in the church today. The third phrase that Paul uses to describe Tychicus is a fellow servant. Now, fellow servant is from one Greek word, syndulos. But actually, it's a word with a prefix on the end. The prefix syn means together with. And the word doulos, the main word here, it means slave. A doulos was even lower down on the social scale than a diakonos. In his letter to Philippi, Paul again uses this word doulos to describe both himself and Timothy as doulos, meaning bond slaves of Jesus Christ. And so he describes Tychicus as a fellow doulos. In other words, they're together in this situation, in this relationship as a doulos. You see, doulos is an identification with the love slave of the Old Testament found in Exodus chapter 21, verse 5. A love slave was someone who had earned his or her freedom but chose to remain a slave because of love for their master. Wow! Exodus 21:5. They had earned their freedom. They could go, but they said, no, I love my master, and I want to just stay here and serve my master for the rest of my life. Of course, this is the situation with all true believers. We have voluntarily made ourselves slaves of Jesus Christ, not out of coercion or obligation, but because we love our master, and we know that he loves us and will choose and carry out the very best for us as well. So Paul identifies Tychicus as a syndulos, a fellow love slave. Well, we are both committed totally to Jesus Christ. Well, what an individual this Tychicus was. He's one of those incredible people in the background that has caused so much to happen. A beloved brother, a faithful minister, a fellow servant, a soon doulos. This passage reveals that Tychicus had identified himself with Paul as a love slave of Jesus Christ, and as such, no challenge was too great, nor any call too difficult. I want to leave you with a passage from the Proverbs. It says, "One who has unreliable friends soon come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." Tychicus was that kind of friend to Paul. And I pray for you that God will give you those kind of friends, those Tychicuses, those faithful friends who will stick to you even closer than a brother. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you for every person listening to this podcast. Somebody needs a friend today. Oh God, send them the friend and friends that they need in this hour, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, this is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Hey, check out my website. My name, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find there articles. You'll find there a bookstore. You'll find my blog with some very helpful articles. And there's just so much there that you'll find. My books are also available on Amazon. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another Awakening Podcast.